This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Beth Bobbitt, Public Relations Director at Walton Arts Center.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the sun's shining, and the high's supposed to be, you know, mid to upper 60s today.
Right.
We're starting to look ahead to springtime.
Yes, and of course, in that spirit, Artisphere is coming, and so love to talk a little bit about what we have coming up.
That's right. You just released pretty much the whole lineup.
Right.
Yesterday.
Yes. And there will be things added along the way, so I encourage people to check the website for updates, but there's a lot going on,
there
so it's
is.
Very exciting.
Well, one of my favorite Artisphere activities is Trail Mix.
Yes, mine too.
And I know last year we had snow in May.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, when does that ever happen? But we did have to move the Trail Mix inside, and we had a great time. We had some bands and the big dinosaurs, and so it was fun. But the idea of Trail Mix is to be outside and on, you know,
right.
our gorgeous trails.
Because it's arts and nature.
Right, right, yes.
Is the date different?
Well, the date for Trail Mix this year is June 1st. So it is a little bit later than normal. But we do want to make sure that everything happens on one day so that, you know, if you miss it at Crystal Bridges Trail in Bentonville, you can catch it again at the Frisco Trail in Fayetteville. So it's a day long. There's lots of different bands, a lot of local bands, Candy Lee and the Sweets, Carter Sampson. The Artisphere Festival Orchestra will have ensembles. And so for those that don't know, the idea is that you set up these music stations along the trail, and then people are encouraged to just come and walk and bike and be with their families and listen to the music along the way. And
right, you can stop.
Right,
and
right.
And kind of, I've seen people bring blankets, and they
yes.
just kind of camp out for 20 minutes or
yes.
longer. If you want.
It's such a fun day, and it's really funny to see people that stumble upon it. That's kind of, you know, one of the elements of Artisphere is to surprise and delight, and, you know, Trail Mix is just a fun day for the family.
Well, so that's a little bit of a performing art.
Yes.
Another art is visual arts.
Yes. Yes. So we have lots and lots of visual arts this year. It's really jam-packed. We have our outdoor installation, the Spiral Wetland, which was up last year, that will remain up. We have some new things this year. We have an exhibit called Synesthesia, which is basically an audio and visual and olfactory sensory exhibit. So you come in, there's installations set up, you listen to the music, you smell these scents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then when you get to the end, there'll be an Artisphere scent. So that opens on May 16th. And we'll have a big Artisphere celebration on May 16th, and you can come and meet some of these Artisphere artists and get to know the festival and hear some music. That'll be happening as well.
So do you have any idea what Artisphere smells like?
I don't yet. I mean, in my head, I have an idea. It's, you know, it's spring, it's fresh, but I'm excited to see, and there may be an opportunity for people to purchase that scent. We're not sure yet, but that'll definitely be, you know, an installation you'll want to check out when you're at the Art Center.
There are the stick sculptures that are out front,
yes.
and you mentioned Spiral Wetlands.
Yes.
Can we expect to see, and you mentioned surprises earlier, are we going
right.
to have a surprise installation somewhere?
Yes. Well, actually, there is a project called Enviro Fountains, and this is really cool. There are three local artists that have come up with this idea, and it's funded by the Artisphere grants. So they're still actually working on the idea, but the concept is there's going to be 10 sculptures around Northwest Arkansas, all over, kind of like terrarium. So some of them will be indoor, some of them will be outdoor, but they'll have little digital sensors on them. And so when you move or make sound, that will trigger this algorithm that will produce water, and in turn, the plant will grow. So it's a very, again, interesting and exciting project that, you know, we haven't seen yet, but it's one that you'll have to experience for yourself. And it kind of raises questions about, you know, how ecology and technology can coexist, and really, really fits with the theme of Artisphere. So I'm excited about that one.
Well, and it's bringing together a lot of different elements.
Yes.
I mean, again, yeah.
Yeah, and raising questions. And that's what art does. You know, it doesn't necessarily answer all of our questions, but it gets people talking, and it gets the dialogue of arts and nature and sustainability going. And so it's a whole idea.
Well, I mentioned that Trail Mix is one of my favorites.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, Trail Mix is definitely one of my favorites. I also really enjoy the music element. We have the Artist Fair Festival Orchestra coming back, and 80 musicians from around the world come here and for 2 weeks and perform all over. One thing that we've done in the past is had a series called the Chapel Music Series, mm-hmm. and sometimes the AFO musicians play in that, and sometimes there are other artists, local artists. And this year we have four different performances. Shannon Wurst is playing at Thorn Crown. Band called Cry You One will be at Cooper Chapel, and then we'll have the Dover Quartet performing at a couple different places. But this is, you know, just kind of a rare opportunity to hear this beautiful music in these really intimate and sacred places, and doesn't seat very many people, of course. So those tickets always sell out, and so I recommend if you're interested in that to go ahead and check that out now.
Well, I know I went to one at the Cooper Chapel last
yes.
year, and it's a lot of glass, and you can see the
right.
trees, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, especially in those Faye Jones spaces. It's just, you feel like you are out in nature and hearing the music, and it's just very inspiring.
Earlier you mentioned affordability, and these tickets
right.
last year, I know they were only like $10.
Yeah, so these tickets are $10, and most of the tickets are $10 or $6 or free. You know, the idea is to just really engage the community and make arts accessible. And so we do make sure that those are free or low cost.
Well, engaging the community, is there a movement series this year?
We're bringing back the Trey McIntyre Project. And I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Tell me about it.
Gosh, they're amazing. They're a contemporary dance group out of Boise. They've got a great rep. They're going to, you know, dance to the music of Queen. But their whole focus is engaging the community and going out and doing these educational things. They also have what they call Spurbins, which is basically spontaneous but choreographed dance movements for public places. So you might go to the shopping mall and see these performers dancing, or to the park or something like that. So they'll be here for about a week performing all over Northwest Arkansas. The main performance is part of 10 by 10. So those tickets are just $10, and that will be on May 16th. And then, of course, there'll be a pre-show conversation and a post-show party. So that'll be a lot of fun. And those tickets will go fast as well.
You mentioned the public places and spontaneous. Is this kind of the professional version of like a Smash Mob?
Yeah, maybe? It kind of
yeah.
is. It's smaller scale, of course.
Yeah.
It's very fun to watch and see, again, the surprise on people's faces. And it's just a great thing and a staple of Artisphere, you know, to take these performers out into the community. And
well, so Artisphere begins in May.
Yes.
The 1st of May, and
yep.
then it runs all the way through June.
All the way through June. So it's 2 months long. There'll probably be over last year, I think there were 80 different events and activities happening, you know, again, all over Northwest Arkansas, not just at Walton Arts Center. So you can go online and get the full listing, but this was kind of just at a glance.
And so is it artistphere.org?
Well, actually, it's waltonartscenter.org/artistphere. So
okay.
if you go on the Walton Arts Center homepage, then you'll hit a button and go to Artisphere.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Beth Bobbitt is Public Relations Director at Walton Arts Center.